During a pandemic, an 83-year-old man is attempting to become the oldest person to complete the over 2,000-mile Appalachian Trail. BPR spoke with him as he made his way through western North Carolina. It's spring in Franklin. That means that the town is full of hikers making their way up the Appalachian Trail. After hours at a downtown bakery, a group of locals and hikers are wolfing down spaghetti and meatballs. Among them is a well-known bearded figure in the hiking community.
Sonny Eberhardt, trail name's Nimblewheel Nomad.
Franklin is at mile 110 of the Appalachian Trail, but Eberhardt started his hike in Alabama at the first over 1,000-foot peak of the Appalachian Mountains. He's a little over 500 miles into his hike.
I started in Alabama. I'm at day 51 now. I left a place called Flag Mountain, Alabama.
After years as an optometrist, he retired at age 60 and has been hiking ever since. He says he's hiked thousands of miles, 11 national scenic trails, 6 trails of westward expansion, done 2 transcontinental hikes, and even walked Route 66. Many of these hikes are chronicled in his 3 books. He's retired a few times before, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, this is my last hike.
And what a year for a last hike. Last year, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy recommended that hikers not try to traverse the AT during the pandemic. Jordan Bowman, spokesperson for the Conservancy, explained.
I mean, particularly when it was at the beginning of the pandemic, and something we still understand now is that crowds are bad.
It's estimated that about 4 million people hike on the Appalachian Trail every year. But on average, only about 4,000 people register for the over 2,000-mile thru-hike from Georgia to Maine, said Bowman. The thru-hikers usually start their trek in early spring, so they can finish before winter. That means that the trail can get crowded. This is called the hiker bubble. Plus, there's been a pandemic boom of recreational hikers doing portions of the trail.
What we do know is that parking areas and trailheads for the AT were significantly more full than they were in previous years. And that speaks to people wanting to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors.
For these reasons, at the start of 2021, most shelters along the trail were officially closed to discourage hikers from congregating. Hikers were recommended to camp in personal tents. Now, as vaccination rates rise and COVID numbers fall, the U.S. Forest Service has opened shelters in Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia. However, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy is still not officially certifying hikes this year. This lack of certification doesn't bother Eberhardt. He's excited to be out on the trail with his hiking family.
I'm a hiker trash. I just love the trail. I enjoy the community and the people that are all around me and that I associate with. It's a blessing in my life.
From Franklin, Nimble Will Nomad can enjoy the AT hiking community for about 2,000 more miles through 14 total states. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.